Kurdish youths clash with police in the centre of Istanbul. Similar clashes have also occurred across much of Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. It's in response to last weekend's killing by the Turkish army of 12 members of the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. Since the start of his election campaign, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has taken a tough stance against the rebel group and the country's main pro-Kurdish party, the BDP.
Benim için artık bu ülkede Kürt sorunu bitmiştir.
We can't get anywhere with those who try to undermine the democratic will of the people, he said in an address to parliamentary candidates. There is no longer a Kurdish question in this country. I do not accept this. That stance differs from 2005, when the Prime Minister declared in a speech there was a Kurdish problem. In the last general election in 2007, Mr. Erdogan campaigned on the platform of meeting Kurdish demands for greater cultural rights. In the past few years, the government developed a 24-hour state Kurdish TV station and launched what it called a democratic opening to end the 26-year conflict with the PKK. But that broke down in mutual recriminations. Political columnist Nuray Mert explains.
Government party altogether, they were all very disappointed and they felt resentment concerning their attempts about Kurdish problem. And they saw the benefit of getting nationalistic votes away from nationalistic party. They saw that there is this solid support ground there and they can easily get more votes by underlying their nationalist credentials rather than democratic credentials. And this explains their present policy.
In the last few years, the pro-Kurdish BDP has been getting more organized and has high hopes of defeating the AKP in the predominantly Kurdish southeast in the upcoming elections. But the party is facing increasing legal pressure. Last month, there were nationwide protests by Kurds when many BDP-supported parliamentary candidates were banned by Turkey's Electoral Commission because of alleged links to the PKK. The decision was later reversed, but during the unrest, one person was shot dead by the police and hundreds arrested. According to the Turkish-based Human Rights Society, in the past 50 days, more than 2,500 ethnic Kurds have been detained by the police. This month, Aysel Tuluk, a leading BDP-supported parliamentary candidate, gave this warning about the crackdown.
Şimdi yine keskin bir dönemecin dönemeçliyiz. Dilim varmıyor.
A calamity is just around the corner. I'm not pessimistic, she says. I only possess a sensibility that emanates from intuition and foresight. Once again, we are at a crossroads. Everyone who's concerned about the Kurdish issue should know that. We are moving towards ground zero, and fast. So far, the AKP has defended the measures taken against the BDP. The Prime Minister accused the party of being involved in an attack early this month by the PKK on a campaign bus of its members returning from a rally. AKP parliamentary candidate Volkan Bozkır, a former Turkish ambassador to the European Union.
Is not because they have said something, but they are part of a terrorist organization and they have been helping those terrorists who are killing young people.
Last month, imprisoned PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan issued an ultimatum that unless talks start over greater Kurdish rights within 3 days of the general election, fighting will resume. But political scientist Cengiz Aktar says any hope of dialogue is remote.
They have extreme difficulties to understand that to solve the Kurdish problem, they should talk to Kurds. And in their mind, there are plenty of bad Kurds and only a few good Kurds who belong to their party. And when there is a vacuum in policy, others come in and fill this vacuum. Both the Turkish military and the PKK may come back. Unless the government solves the Kurdish problem through political means, the military will always be around.
The ending of the Turkish army's interference in politics is heralded by the ruling AK party, as well as the EU, which Turkey is seeking to join, one of its most important democratic accomplishments of Mr. Erdogan's rule. But that breakthrough came at a time of relative peace. A return to widespread conflict, observers warn, could well unravel many of the country's achievements. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.